الحمد لله the supporter of the believers and the protector of those of piety and the one who loves those of goodness and purity and the one who bestows grace and mercy upon the people of patience. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best of the beginners and the last ones, and the Imam, the leader of the prophets and messengers, the one who was sent as the mercy of our Lord to the whole universe with the glad tidings and warnings to the both creations, men and jinn and mankind. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, without any partners, the one who is going to resurrect a people whom witnessing is going to stand against, as well as he is going to resurrect the witnesses themselves. I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave of Allah and the messenger of Allah, the one who is going to be given the intercession in the day of resurrection, the one who then blessed this in this life by the best message ever sent and supported by the strongest evidence ever stands to the day of resurrection, the book of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us his intercession in the day of resurrection with no any prevention, and may Allah make us from those who come to his lake and never be abandoned. May Allah Ta'ala make us from the neighbors of his in the paradise, as our parents, wives and children. Ameen. Afterwards, O slaves of Allah, fear Allah, as fearing Allah and piety is the cause of protection, and being bold in other than the truth is the destruction. Those who are always silent except from saying the truth are the ones who have been protected in this life and victorious is given to those sincere ones who are guided to the gates of happiness, of the causes of happiness that open the gates of reward and sustenance. Some people ended up understanding the reality of their goodness, so they were good in this life and they were successful. And they know the darkness of this life, so they were very patient in it, and that's why they were the ones who got the flag of winning in this race. So what a glad tidings we give to those patients who are upon goodness, and what of sadness that is going to be given to those who are very hurry in running away from the obligations of their religion. Our people, as-sabr and al-birr, patience and goodness, are equivalent, and they both to the way of the Jannah are always together, and in the parent and in the hidden, they are two twins. One of them looks like the other in how he looks like and in the speech, to limit that even those people of knowledge may not differ between them, and they cannot determine that you are given for the people who are upon them. As the reward of these two is unlimited. So are you going to be patient with us today in order to clarify for you what is the cause of your happiness and the thing that can perfect your life and provide you a good end of this life, and in it the extent and expand of your grace and the security in the day of resurrection, and in it and with it is the fast entering to the Jannah that Allah Ta'ala is going to give to you. Or you are going to be so hurried in our Friday ceremony and so angry because of the long khutbah that we are going to give. I think that you are, as I know you, people of goodness and patience. So attend with attention and listen with your heart. May Allah Ta'ala not let your gathering scatter again except after He subhanahu wa ta'ala pours mercy in your heart so you understand what He wants from you and make you work forth to gain His pleasure. And may Allah make that mercy which He pours on your heart and body, your houses, your families, your children, your wealth, a cause of increase. So you be from the people who come first to the Jannah. Ameen. I say, O you who believe, that Imam Muslim, rahimahullah ta'ala, reported in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu ta'ala an, that some people from amongst the Ansar came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him to give them something of what he has of money and food. So he gave them, and then they came and asked him again, and he gave them until he has nothing to give. And then he said, whatsoever I have, I would never hesitate to give it to you. But those who find sufficiency in Allah, Allah will give them sufficiency. And those who seek patience, Allah will give them patience. As no one is given anything better and wider than patience. Our proof of this hadith that what we need to bring to you is the saying of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ أَعْطَاءً أَوْ خَيْرٌ وَأَوْسَعْ مِنْ الصَّبْرِ. And no one is given nothing better and wider than صبر, patience. So do we understand the meaning of patience? Do we know the reality of it? Have we ever come to know what reward is given for the people of patience? Patience, oh beloved brothers, the meaning of it is holding. Holding of what? It is holding of the soul. So to obey and worship Allah and never turn away from that. Holding it from the disobedience of Allah so it does not come towards it. Holding it when the destiny of what pains us occurs so it does not object. And this meaning is almost understood to all the Muslims. Even the non-Muslims may understand this meaning, but what is the reality of sabr, of patience? Allah Ta'ala is the one who clarifies that in His book. As He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And whenever you are free, then stand. And to your Lord, make your turn. And it means to worship. And this is in the worship and obedience, which requires sabr, patience. And as Allah Ta'ala said to His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. And be patient as those Ulul Azm min al-Rusul, those Ulul Azm, those serious, or those ones of the best or the most serious amongst the messengers were patient. And as He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said to him in the cause of da'wah, فَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. Be patient as a good patient. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said in regard to the patience in fighting against the enemies, اصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْأَصْبِرْ. Allah Ta'ala said, اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله. So Allah Ta'ala is saying to the believers, be patient and make your enemies patient. Do not hurry up them in fighting. And do ribat, meaning be ready and in guarding the Muslim land. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ فِيرَ اللَّهِ. And Allah Ta'ala clarified that and beautified that and perfected that and completed that by mentioning what reward is being given to the people of patience. As they are the best, or as they are the people of the best characteristics and manners and characters. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. People of patience are given unlimited reward for their patience. It is not against patience if you move from the place where you are suffering and harm to another place. It is not against the patience if you bring out what is held in your heart when you are ill of the pain, as you say, oh my head, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say when he was sick. It is not against patience when you raise your complaints against the one who oppressed you to the person who can stop his oppression. It is not against patience. If you seek sustenance and seek medication and seek for children, it is not against patience if you bring down your soul to a lower level than the level of those hard worshippers, meaning to worship Allah in a slighter worship. If that is because that you fear that your soul may turn away and refuse to worship, as this is from the proper and good understanding of worship, and it is from the good way of leading the soul towards the Jannah. And the reality of patience in the field of pains and hard destinies is when it comes at the first time when you hear or suffer of something. As what the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Verily, patience is just by the first time once you get the news of what makes you sad. But what Allah Ta'ala prepared of the reward for the people of patience is, as we said, unlimited. And no one knows what it is except Allah Ta'ala. The one who says, إِنَّمَا يُوفَى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Oh Allah, provide us patience whenever we are suffering, and make us from those who praise you and thank you for all the blessings that you give. And repair the break of our heart and perfect it, which is caused by the end of the month of Ramadan and caused by the death of our beloved ones. May Allah Ta'ala make them before us to the Jannah, and may Allah make us from those whom Allah Ta'ala said, Al-Haqna fihim dhurriyatahum. Those whom Allah Ta'ala said about them, and we have brought their children to them, meaning in the Jannah. All slaves of Allah, fear Allah and purify yourself in all of the times and cases by patience. Seek help upon that by the dhikr, by the remembrance of Allah. As your Lord has said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Verily, by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts get their tranquility. I said what I said, seeking forgiveness for myself and you of every sin that we have committed, so you also seek forgiveness, as Allah, our Lord, is all forgiver, all merciful. And the second khutbah will be done by praising Allah, the most generous, the one who bestows his goodness to the people from the first time he created them, the one who gives and never, whatever he gives, can make his dominion less, and he always likes to be asked of everything. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, with no partner. He is the only one without any assistance, without any wife or children. I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger, the best of those who prayed and fast and did hajj and worship. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and upon his companions, those people of victorious and success, afterwards, all slaves of Allah. We have already explained that al-sabr and al-birr, patience and goodness, are twins and they are equivalent. And we have spoken in very brief clarification, which I asked Allah Ta'ala to forgive me if it did not complete the meaning for you who listen, and it did not give the exact definition and clarification of the riwayat. But this is what a person like me can do and bring. And now I'm going to clarify the twin of al-sabr, which is the birr. So pay attention to what I'm going to say, and never let anything make you busy from listening to it. May Allah Ta'ala grant you success. Our Lord Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said in His book, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 177, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Al-birr, the goodness, is not to turn your faces towards the east and the west, meaning in your prayer. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. But the birr is to believe in Allah, in the day of resurrection, in the angels, in the books, in the prophets. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّي ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. And to give out the wealth for the sake of Allah to those of your relatives who are in need for it, and to the orphan, to the poor one, to the wayfarers, and to those who come and ask for it, and those who are in debt. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And those who perfect their prayer and give out their charity and fulfill their obligations whenever they committed. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And those who patience in the times of difficulties and hardship, those are the ones who are upon honesty, and those are the real fearers of Allah. And as He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 189, ليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى. البر, goodness, is not to come to the houses from the back of it, climbing the walls, but البر is to fear Allah. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 92, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You may not reach the birth, the goodness, up until you spend of what you love, of what you like. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu, al-birr husnul khuluq, goodness is the good character of man. Wal-ithmu ma haka fi nafsika wa karihta an yattali'a alayhi an-nas. And al-ithm, sin, is what is what been whispered to you, or what you intended to do while you hate people know it. So the meaning of al-birr is the much goodness and patience, and freeing your chest from hatred towards your brother, and the acceptance of whatsoever destiny Allah Ta'ala bestow upon you, and you do whatsoever can bring it towards closer to Allah, and avoid whatsoever may make Allah angry of you. And the best of it, with the creation is to perfect your following of the best of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to love all of his companions, and always, whenever you mention them, you speak of good about them, as they are the ones who saved and protected the deen, the religion for us. Follow that level is the level of goodness to your parents. This goodness to the parents, which today is absent, or may be absent from some people up until one of the parents or both of them may die, and then this living existence, this living creation says to the living creator, the Lord of all universes, oh my Lord, return them back for me so I do good with them. And here we say to him, nay, but it is a word you say. If you were to be from amongst the good, the people of goodness, why did you not use the time in the past year? But you preferred this dunya, this life, from the other life. And you preferred your wife and the wife, the husband, and the children. And you bring them before your parents. And you put before them also your business, your work, and your friends. And at the time of their life, you were always away from them, not knowing what they need, not visiting them, not making them happy. And whenever they ask you of anything, you refuse or may do it in anger. So what a bad omit of what you've done, O miskeen. Didn't you know that they were the middle gate of the Jannah? Couldn't you be patient with them so you may get a supplication from them that can lead you to the Jannah? Oh, what a miskeen you are. But there is still remaining of hope in Islam, as it does not go totally until the day of resurrection exists. So now you can do good after they die. You can do good to them. You visit those whom they used to love, and be good and kind with those whom they used to sit to and they love and like. Give something in behalf of them. Even if it is a small thing, just give something and continue supplicating and say as your Lord commanded you to say, when he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, be merciful with them as they were merciful, as they were merciful with us when we were small and children. And by that we come to the end of the speech about the twins, the sabr and bir. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and our parents, whether they are alive or they die. And may Allah Ta'ala make their graves a wide place for staying and a good place for settling up until the day of resurrection. And may Allah Ta'ala make it from the gardens of the Jannah. O slaves of Allah, I have a lot to say, and in such a talk one finds himself willing to speak and ears are willing to hear, but I'm afraid that the khutbah goes long and maybe you think it boring. Otherwise I would not be able to stop my tongue from speaking and my fingers from writing what is in the heart. But I hope that the message I've already reached and the benefit which I wanted to convey already happened. May Allah Ta'ala grant us what we wish and end our lives in good way. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us in the day of resurrection the best of standing. And may Allah make us and our parents, our wives and our children the first ones who get to the Dar al-Salam, the land of peace, the Jannah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. This was the khutbah, and inshallah ta'ala we're gonna continue our durus. The brother is asking the difference between khawf, khashya and taqwa. Taqwa is more general than khawf and khashya, because taqwa is khawf and khashya. Taqwa means to make a barrier between you and the fire. That is taqwa. And this is by khawf, khashya and hope at the same time. Khawf and khashya, the difference between them is very, very slight. And khashya is more sensitive than khawf. What do you mean by more sensitive is? Khawf could be from Allah and could be from anything else, but it depends on the cause of it, if it is from other than Allah. As if you have khawf, which is fear of any creation of something that only Allah can do, then this is a kind of shirk. But if you fear the creation of something that they can do, like when you fear the snake to poison you, bite you and poison you, if you fear the lion to attack you and eat you up, if you fear the enemy to kill you, that is a natural fear, which is not from the shirk. But when you fear someone who's death to harm you, then this is shirk. If you fear someone who's and you fear in the way you fear your Lord, then this is the way of worship, which is shirk. Khashya is more, as I said, more sensitive than fear, and more specific than fear, because khashya has a very, very narrow meaning, very, very tight meaning, which only could be from Allah. Khashya is what settles in the heart of fearing of something cannot come towards you except by Allah. As we said that there is, as they say, umum wa khusus in these two. But the meaning is almost close, only slight difference. Only slight difference. As they say, khawf may or may not make you do something to avoid it. But khashya will have to make you do something to avoid it. That is khashya. So khashya is more specific than khawf. Allahu a'lam. But taqwa is these two and more, like love, hope, and like that. Allahu a'lam. Right, as the brothers did not come this Friday, maybe because this is the last day of the summer holiday. Maybe inshallah from next week we begin our durus inshallah, as I don't see most of them.